Swamp eels may be a pest in Florida, but alligators are a profitable commodity, and both are coveted in Asia. The eels as a delicacy, alligators for their skins. Foster Farms is the biggest alligator farm in Florida. Earlier this year, its owner, Kevin Foster, put his 162-acre ranch on the market for almost $4 million. Included in the deal were 12,000 alligators and several breeding ponds producing 3,000 eggs a year. Asia's economic woes made it tough to find a buyer, since Asia accounts for 75% of all alligator skin sales. The farm was finally purchased a few days ago, for an undisclosed amount, by a bootmaker in El Paso, Texas. We asked Kevin Foster what else besides boots can be made from alligator skins.
Shoes, purses, men's shoes, valises, attaches, just anything that you can do with leather, you can do with alligator.
And a pair of alligator hide shoes would be pretty expensive, I would
assume. I've seen them anywhere from $500 to $600 on up to $4,000 and $5,000, depending on the maker and all of that.
I once saw a pair of alligator hide golf shoes that were, I think, four figures. Over $1,000.
I think the last set of Lou Casey boots I saw were like $4,500.
And then, of course, there was the bigger item, the golf bag. That could go, I assume, for a couple of $1,000s.
I would assume you might be bumping five figures on something like that.
Wow. Well, was it the Asian economic crisis and the depression in the alligator hide market that convinced you to sell?
No, it was not. This farm was in my father's estate. He passed away in 1996, and by the time we got everything set around, we went ahead and then tried to put it on the market, and it just happened that we'd been on the market for a number of months before this all had happened, so we just got kind of caught up in it.
What bad luck, though, to have to try to liquidate an estate that included an alligator farm at a moment when there was a severe recession in the Far East.
Well, it's one of those things that you don't sometimes have a choice. You just do it.
Now, this is only a business that your father went into in the 1980s, so this was not obviously something that's been in the family for decades and decades and decades.
No, we came out of the concrete business. Concrete, pre-stress, rock and sand, funeral business, asphalt business, and just on a lark, my dad and I was talking one day, and his attorney threw him an article that said, "Alligator Farming, Gold Mine of the 80s," and here we went.
And you're not going to regret being out of the alligator farming business?
Yes, I am. There's a lot of it I am going to miss. You know, you can just go out and be sitting there with a bunch of animals out in your, like, the breeding ponds here out, whatever, and there's just a feeling. They're a regal animal.
What's it like in spring during the alligator mating season?
A lot of noise. You have a lot with your whole courtship goes on. It's hard to believe an animal that size. Just the beauty of watching the whole courtship go about with the bulls from their bellowing to the animals swimming together. It's absolutely incredible that something as big and as ferocious as they seem can be so gentle.
You enjoy it. You enjoy being surrounded by them.
Yes, I do. I enjoy them. They're an animal that once you learn them, you don't trust them. You don't take your eyes off them, but you have great respect for them.
But as you say, you don't take your eyes off them.
Well, no. You try not to, or if you do, you try to make sure you got somebody slower than you working with you. I don't know. I don't need to be faster than the alligator, just faster than you.
Well, Mr. Foster, on that note, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Ex-alligator farmer Kevin Foster speaking to us from his farm in Okeechobee County, Florida.